Labor Day means many things to many people. In the holiday's earliest days, Labor Day meant fighting on behalf of the worker. In the United States, President Grover Cleveland declared a Labor Day holiday in 1894 after pressure from organized labor unions. Most countries celebrate Labor Day on May 1st to commemorate the day in 1886 when labor unions in the U.S. and Canada established the first 8-hour workday. Today, Labor Day involves less protests and more celebration. For many, like Washington, D.C. resident Marla Vrendley, Labor Day is the end of a relaxing summer.
I usually have big projects that I'm supposed to do for over the summer, and I never do it over the summer, so I usually end up doing it all on Labor Day.
For retired school teacher Bud Fiesel, the meaning of Labor Day has changed.
To me, Labor Day always meant that I had to go back to work, because I taught high school for 35 years, and school always started the day after Labor Day, which was usually the time when the crops were all picked by that time, so they would start school. Now today, school starts a lot earlier, and so Labor Day becomes the first holiday that we have in the school year.
Traditionally, many Americans travel on Labor Day. The American Automobile Association estimates that more than 34 million people will travel for their final summer holiday. That will lead to crowded highways and airports. But do not expect crowded conditions to spoil things. Americans will celebrate with parades and picnics all across the country in appreciation of their labor. Tony Budney, VOA News.